From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a look back at the week in politics with NPR political editor Ken Rudin. But first, the Bush administration is working to dramatically reduce the number of detainees held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Most of them come from Afghanistan, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. is asking those governments to take them back and stop them from committing terrorist acts. Washington Post staff writer Josh White joins me now, and welcome back to the program.
Hi, thank you.
So how many people are we talking about?
Well, the initial agreement is specifically for 110 Afghan nationals who are held at Guantanamo Bay. There are about another 350 Afghan nationals who are at Bagram, actually in Afghanistan, who likely will be transferred sometime over the next 6 months. The rest of the group, the Yemeni and the Saudi Arabian nationals, that discussion is still in progress, but we're talking about a total of about 360, 370 detainees.
And so that is almost all of the people who are there, right?
Well, it's a very large percentage. It would be about 70% of the population, which would leave about 150 or so actually in Guantanamo Bay. Now, the military is expecting to hold some of these people for a very long time. They're preparing essentially for what would be considered long-term detentions in the United States. They're building facilities that would hold some of these detainees for really an indefinite amount of time.
And do the countries have any choice in terms of taking them back, or is the Bush administration just going to say, here, take them now and do with them what you will?
No, these are certainly a part of some intense negotiations. The arrangement with Afghanistan came only after President Karzai was really demanding that these Afghan nationals be sent back to Afghanistan so that that government can detain them and deal with them. These discussions are centered both around the detention of these people so that they don't get back out onto the battlefield, which is really the top concern of the United States. But secondly, the United States, they need the assurances essentially that these people will be watched after, they will be detained, they will be kept from the battlefield, and that they will not be tortured.
Well, I understand Afghanistan doesn't even have a prison yet to hold them.
That's absolutely true. Currently, the plan is the United States is going to help build a facility that can hold these people, and they will also train the guards who will watch over the facility.
Josh, the practice of holding detainees indefinitely at Guantanamo has been criticized, as well as the conditions under which they've been kept. Was that the reason why the Bush administration has come up with this arrangement with Afghanistan and is pursuing a similar agreement with Saudi Arabia and Yemen?
There has been a lot of pressure, both domestically and internationally, about what is going on at Guantanamo Bay. I visited there not long ago, just a few weeks ago. It's a very professionally run facility. A lot of the concerns that people have stretch back a number of years when the facility was not as professional, not as sturdy, and not really as much of a prison facility as it is today. There are a number of concerns about their treatment, a number of concerns about the legal status of those who are there. As you know, lawyers have been fighting the detention of some of the people who are held there in U.S. federal courts. That has really delayed the prosecutorial process there. No one has actually been prosecuted for a crime who is being held there. These are all things that factor in. The United States has said for a very long time, however, that they do not want to be the world's jailer. The U.S. officials don't want these people there indefinitely. They want them to go back to their home countries under the watchful eye of coalition partners.
Josh White is a staff writer at The Washington Post. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.